Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, give us the website for Tatum, please.
Yes, the website is Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, LLC, .com.
All right. And
we're in 37 cities across the country, and we provide professional employees primarily around the office of the chief financial officer, both temporary, part-time, and full-time.
Right. And so, folks, it's like think of a CFO you can rent. If you're growing to the point where you need more powerful financial help, but you're not quite ready to capitalize that whole person, that's kind of what you guys do, isn't it, Sam?
Exactly. Just in time.
Yeah, there you go. Sam, yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Ronald Reagan. And I don't know if anybody in my audience remembers my attitude about Ronald Reagan, but I'll tell you right now, I think he was one of the great Americans of all time, and I don't think any president in my memory gave Americans a better feeling about being an American than Ronald Reagan did. What do you think?
I agree, and with some of the media coverage of the celebrating his 100th birthday, I'm taken back to some of those great moments. And I remember it very clearly when he presented to us the idea. He said, government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem.
Yeah.
And he inspired us to think about our own responsibility for ourselves and less dependence on government, and reducing the bureaucracies of government, and we all felt better. And someone, I think it would be very timely right now when we're so sort of down on the role of government and how government works. We need somebody like that to come emerge out of the cloud and inspire us to believe in ourselves and reduce our belief that government can solve our problems.
You know, at the I believe it was the end of the inaugural addresses, I think, of Lincoln. I've forgotten which one it was, but he talked about the very last line was we have to appeal to the nature of our better angels, and I think Reagan did that. Don't you think? Don't you think he helped us connect with the nature of America's better angels?
Yes. You know, they call him the great communicator, and he was, he had a gift for making you feel like he's talking to you. It seems like today's politicians refer to the American people as though they're somebody,
right?
A raft of people out there somewhere, the American people this and that, and it feels like, well, we're in this crowd that is different from whatever the speaker is saying. And Ronald Reagan had a capacity to say, you know, I'm one of you, and I'm in here, and we together are going to make a change. Mm-hmm. And it was just totally inspirational. I don't think we've had someone quite like that since Ronald Reagan. And I
think
this is inspiration.
There's no question. I agree with you, and I wish that that President Obama would take a few lessons from that. Not, you know, I'm not trying to change his politics, because I wouldn't presume to, I don't think that's possible. But he could take a lesson from Ronald Reagan on some of those other things. Do you think Ronald Reagan, and I got about a minute left, Sam, do you think Ronald Reagan would be as successful in this era as he was 30 years ago?
I believe he would be welcomed with open arms. We need a Ronald Reagan right now, not not for politics necessarily. I'm not speaking for the politics. I'm speaking for the person who can make us all feel like we're going in the right direction. And I think there's a general feeling that it's a time for change, and it needs to be someone who's not necessarily a dedicated lifelong politician.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan came out of a background of the movies and mm-hmm. entertainment and so forth.
Yeah.
And from the governor of California to prepare himself politically, but he was not a lifelong politician, and I think that's kind of what we need right now.
I know one thing. I believe that America is a better place for having had Ronald Reagan as our president.
That totally.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great to be with you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it will be after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.